Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, truly unbelievable and unhinged stuff coming out of the U.S. government as we are on day 33 of the Trump shutdown. Speaker of the House Mike Johnson has been running around like a chicken with his head cut off, or like a dog whose tail is on fire. Is that an analogy that people use? He's going from camera to camera to camera, spewing lies about which party owns the shutdown. Spoiler, it's the Republicans. About what this shutdown is over. Spoiler alert, it's about basic healthcare access for tens of millions of Americans. But today, the lie that he told about Donald Trump and Trump's corruption is so brazen and unhinged that it needs to be broadcast nationwide. If you want to help, make sure you drop a like. Double check to make sure you're subscribed to the Adam Mockler feed. Sometimes people are unsubscribed, but let's just jump right in with the corruption clips and the shutdown updates. First of all, Donald Trump, during a 60 Minutes interview last night, was asked about the pardon of CZ, the owner of Binance. Let's call him CZ, was pardoned by Donald Trump. And Trump said he didn't know anything about it. Speaker of the House Mike Johnson was asked today about this same pardon, and he gave a similar answer, meaning nobody knows anything about this pardon. A very corrupt, a very sick man was pardoned who helped fund Hamas, who helped with child sex trafficking, with like child pornography, all this crazy stuff that he was arrested for, and nobody knows why he was pardoned. There's another part of the story. Donald Trump was given $2 billion, at least his family's crypto firm was given $2 billion through CZ's platform, Binance, right before he was pardoned. This is bizarre stuff, and we're going to talk about all of that in 1 second, but let's just zoom out and talk about the Trump government shutdown because it's moving quickly and it's quite important. The longest government shutdown in American history happened when I was in high school during Trump term number one. The second longest shutdown in American history is happening. I dropped out of college to do this, but it's happening now when I'm college aged. I'm 23. And Donald Trump then is calling again to terminate the filibuster. He's going nuclear mode. Terminate the filibuster, not just for the shutdown, but for everything else. We will get all of our common sense policies approved, voter ID anyone, and make America great again. Remember, the Democrats will do it immediately as soon as they get the chance. Donald Trump claimed that we would do this back in 2017 when he was in power. Democrats did not terminate the filibuster. We did not pack the Supreme Court. We did not do any of that. In fact, Donald Trump is the one who called for it in both of his terms and would use it for voter suppression laws, for national abortion bans, for the worst reasons possible. Speaker of the House Mike Johnson got in front of the podium today and listed what Democrats could potentially pass if we were to do this. And a lot of the comments were saying, wow, this is some great, these are some great ideas coming from Mike Johnson.
What would the Democrats do if they had no filibuster impediment, no speed bump at all? They've already told us. They would pack the Supreme Court. You'd go from 9 to 13 or 15 or 17 or however many liberals they can pack on the court. You would have D.C. and Puerto Rico be made into states, which would give four additional Democrat senators there in the count.
Oh, the horror of D.C. and Puerto Rico actually having representation. Sounds pretty nice.
And make us a permanent minority. I guess that would be their calculation. You'd see massive restriction of the Second Amendment rights. You'd see them federalize elections so they could take over and manipulate things in the red states. I mean, there's a lot of abuses that could come.
We shouldn't manipulate elections. That's not something that we should do because it's not democratic. But I wish Biden would have at least pushed towards statehood for D.C. and Puerto Rico. I wish Biden and Merrick Garland and some of the people in the admin, I mean, just candidly, I wish they would have gone harder because Republicans are going to say the Democrats are the devil anyways. So the Democrats might as well, when they're in power, get a little bit dirty and at least use some of our power to protect voting rights, to do other things. Speaker of the House Mike Johnson then starts to rail against lies and gaslighting. This will all become clear and ironic in 1 second.
To go through just a couple of important facts. There is such a staggering amount of gaslighting and false information the Democrats are engaging in right now.
Okay. You want to talk about gaslighting and false information? Let's hear what Speaker of the House Mike Johnson said about Donald Trump's blatant corruption. Just remember, Trump said he didn't know who this guy was, and then seconds later he says this guy was actually being persecuted. Listen.
This year, the president has pardoned or shortened the sentences of more than 1,600 people. The latest pardon was for a cryptocurrency tycoon who is known as CZ. The company CZ founded, Binance, helped boost the profile of the Trump family's crypto firm, World Liberty Financial.
He pled guilty in 2023 to violating anti-money laundering laws.
Right.
The government at the time said that CZ had caused significant harm to U.S. national security, essentially by allowing terrorist groups like Hamas to move millions of dollars around. Why did you pardon him?
Okay, are you ready? I don't know who he is. I know he got a four-month sentence or something like that, and I heard it was a Biden witch hunt.
Wait a minute, you don't know who he is, but he was also, it was a Biden witch hunt? What?
2025, his crypto exchange Binance helped facilitate a $2 billion purchase of World Liberty Financial's stablecoin. And then you pardoned CZ. How do you address the appearance of pay for play?
Well, here's the thing. I know nothing about it.
Well, he knows nothing about it whatsoever. Okay. Somebody must know something about this, right? Speaker Johnson, do you know anything?
Manu, you get it first every time. This is not fair.
Last week, you came here to these mics, and you were very critical of Joe Biden's use of the auto pen, his pardon. You said you didn't even know who he was pardoning. But last night on 60 Minutes, the president, President Trump, admitted not knowing he pardoned a crypto billionaire who was guilty to money laundering. Does that also concern you?
I don't know anything about that. I didn't see the interview. You have to ask the president about that. I'm not sure. Yes.
You didn't see the 60 Minutes interview. You didn't hear about the pardon. You don't read the news. You don't talk to the presidents. These people are incredibly, incredibly, not only shameless, but shameless to such an extent that it is ruining our country. Listen, Speaker of the House Mike Johnson is infamous for saying he doesn't know this, he doesn't know that. But in this case, Donald Trump's brazen corruption, his net worth increase of $4.3 to $7.3 billion is unprecedented. We have never seen anything like that. And it's because he is doing blatant pay for play, blatant pardon for money, blatant everything. You funnel money into his cryptocurrency, he gives you favors. You funnel money into his ballroom, he gives you favorable treatment. You funnel money into anything that he wants, and Donald Trump will give you favorable treatments. I find it to be rather disgusting and anti-democratic, and it's like returning to a pre-constitutional monarchy where he's a king who can get gifts from Qatar. Like a $400 million jet. What is this? Speaker of the House Mike Johnson has somehow never heard of any of this whatsoever. He has never in his life heard of anything. Who is Trump? This is literally how he acts as we are on day 33 of the government shutdown. These people are anti-democratic. They're a thorn in our democracy, eroding our norms, and the corruption that we see is blatant. Gavin Newsom, say, for example, Gavin Newsom wins in 2028, and then he gets inaugurated in 2029. No Democratic president would ever even have the instinct or the urge to rake in billions of dollars like this off of a Newsom coin in this type of manner. What Gavin Newsom needs to do is make sure we have a return to an authoritative voice. I'm not saying authoritarianism, I'm saying an authoritative presidential voice who can provide moral clarity and who can make sure that people are not breaking the law on either side. But we see a lot of law breaking by the people in power, the Republicans. I'm going to leave it there. If you appreciate what we do on the Adam Mockler channel, make sure you drop a like. Make sure you subscribe. If you're down for an election night live stream tomorrow, you can make sure that you click the notification button below. I'll be doing one. Subscribe. I love you all, and peace out.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.